So today's date is September 15th, 2017. This is Lieutenant Colonel Johnny Paul. I'm currently a training with industry fellow at NCCPA, and I'm speaking with Captain Bob Bloom on behalf of the PA History Society. Bob's a physician assistant with the U.S. Army, and he's currently stationed in Germany. He's agreed to share his story about his two careers in the military, first making it all the way to the rank of first sergeant, then starting all over again as a lieutenant after graduating from the Inter-Service PA program. Morning, Bob. How are you?
So good morning. How are you? I'm doing well.
So I was wondering if you would be willing to share your story about how you got started out in the military and then what led you to become a PA in the Army.
I started in the military in 1993 after going to college on a Navy scholarship and realizing that I wasn't really ready for college, so I enlisted, kind of following the footsteps of my brother, who's an armor officer at the time, and my father, who's retired, first sergeant scout, just trying to see what I wanted to do, and it just made sense to me to enlist in what I knew in the armor calc, the CAV field, it was no great calling. I thought it was just something I needed to do and it was something to help me with my maturity, so that's what initially made me enlist.
So you were a cavalry scout.
Yes.
Which is pretty. Go ahead.
It was the cavalry scouts. So they for those not in the military, they're the eyes and ears for a lot of maneuver units, for a lot of combat arms units, typically for infantry or for armor or for artillery or engineers. They're usually forward of the battalion troops and helping to find and kind of locate the enemy and obstacles and relay that back to higher commanders.
So what led you becoming a physician assistant after spending all that time as a CAV scout? And maybe you could tell us a little bit about your time as a CAV scout and how you made it all the way up to the rank of first sergeant.
Well, I initially was stationed at Fort Stewart. Met my wife at Fort Stewart. I was going to get out of the Army. And in 1995, took a trip to St. Augustine, Florida, and ate at a German restaurant. And I told my wife, who was a student at Georgia Southern, I said, you know, we could just go to Germany for a few years, have a good time. I'm half German, so we can do some traveling, speak the language. And so we eloped and moved to Germany. Got to Germany in October, September of 96. They told me, hey, glad you brought your wife. You're going to be deploying in a month to Bosnia. And so I was there for 3 years, had three deployments. It was out of 37 months, I was gone 26. So going back to Fort Knox as a CAV instructor, by this time I was a sergeant D5 and then staff sergeant. After 10 years of active duty in 2003, I said, you know what, I'm going to transition and go to college. And I got out of the military. Someone approached me. He was the CG, commanding general of the Reserve ROTC command. And he said, you know, you could go to school at University of Kentucky. You could teach ROTC while going to school, and you can still fulfill your dream of going to law school. So I said, no problem. So I started teaching ROTC. I went to finish my degree, was working 40 hours a night at a law firm, went to school full time. My wife was working in the ER there as a registered nurse. A month prior to starting law school, I got called back to active duty to Fort Knox, Kentucky. At this point, I was a sergeant first class, and I got called back to the training brigade. I left 3 years on active duty. I made the rank of first sergeant, and I really, really missed the active duty. I really did not like the reserves, just for the fit and the camaraderie, and I really missed my time on active duty. My wife is a nurse in Elizabethtown, Kentucky, and I was thinking, like, you know, how could I go back on active duty? And I did not want to go to law school. I realized at the time working in a law firm, I did not want to go to law school. I twisted my knee one time playing football. Went to see an older PA, and he said, you know, you have the kind of personality that would do well as a PA. And I said, well, you know, I kind of thought about it. And so I approached my wife, and she had heard about the program, the Inter-Service Physician Assistant Program. And she said, you know, this is a great deal. You're being paid to go to school and go back and serve soldiers that you enjoy serving with now, because I knew that the PA program recruited soldiers a lot of soldiers from the combat arms to go back and serve their soldiers, their comrades in combat arms. So I applied, and now Colonel Jim Jones called me, and his Captain Jones at Fort Knox, and he said, you know, I really, really like your packet. Are you serious about this? And I said, you know, I am serious. You know, I've been kind of, my wife kind of dared me to do it. And I said, yeah, I just, it's something I need to do. I really want to do this. And so I got accepted into the RCC program. From there, I went to Fort Knox, finished my clinicals at Fort Knox. And I was the top student there. And so I got my duty station of choice. And I said, you know, I wanted to go anywhere. I had 3 deployments as a CAF scout, but I knew I wanted one as a PA. So I said, I want to go to the 101st. Because I knew at the time in 2011 that the op tempo at Fort Campbell was high then as it is now. And I said, you know, I just want to go to an infantry battalion or anywhere in the 101st and get a deployment and kind of do what you've been training to do. So I arrived at Fort Campbell 2011 and was in 2nd Brigade and Artillery Battalion. And they started the SFAT mission. So the SFAT mission was a mission where they took small core groups of people and trained Afghani battalions of brigades. And they said, you know, Bob, I'm sorry, you're not going to get deployment here in the next couple of years. We're doing SFAT. At this point, the third brigade, the Rakhisans, were leaving, going to RC East, a pretty tough area in Afghanistan. And they said, you know, we are so spread thin, we would like to place 2 PAs per infantry battalion. And I approached my commander and said, you know, the whole reason I did this was to go serve with, you know, in the infantry battalions and help out. And I said, I'm not going to get a deployment here. And they agreed, and it was pretty, took a lot of fighting between the brigade staff. And eventually they let me go, and they gave me up from that 2nd Brigade. And I deployed the 3rd Brigade in the fall of 2011. I came home in summer of 2012 and went to RC East, a cop called Cop Chimkani near the Pakistan border up in the mountains. So that was my first deployment as a PA.
So how do you think that deploying as a PA to Afghanistan changed you?
It made me very conscientious about always knowing that you do not know everything, and that you need to continuously read, continuously train, continuously teach yourself, continuously learn. Because I felt that being by myself with an infantry battalion, that the onus was on me. And it was very striking when you're looking around and it's just you there. And it changed me to that. I said, you know, I never will stop. I never will get arrogant. I never get comfortable in what I do. I will always keep learning. And so to this day, it drives me to, you know, you have enough little fear factor down deep that you don't want to let somebody get hurt on your, or not be able to treat them. So it changed me in that it really made this, it really set home to me, because you're not a big base. You don't have somebody, you're not a student to look around left and right. You have, you're just yourself. So it really made me want to learn, and kind of, it really made it very serious to me.
Do you have any favorite stories from your time in the military?
I think from my 24 years, next month in military, some of my favorite stories are running into peers of mine, running into NCO friends of mine that are now sergeant majors, or friends of mine that are they were platoon leaders that I served underneath that are now lieutenant colonels and colonels, and running into them again and sharing stories about tough times, but you only sharing the funny aspects. And you look back and things that seemed exceptionally difficult and trying and miserable, somehow when you link up with people that were in that shared misery with you, you have funny stories about that. And that to me is the best part, how we all have different stories, and no matter how bad it is, but later on you tend to forget the bad part, then you remember the good. And that's it, really, just the camaraderie and the shared memories. And it's the fact that it's a family, and that no matter where you're on the world, Afghanistan, Macedonia, Kosovo, Turkey, Georgia, you run into people you know, and you feel at home. You have people you've known for years. And that, to me, is the best part.
Okay. Well, we really appreciate you talking to us. And just one more question for you. Do you have any advice for future military PAs, whether they come from the ranks as a soldier or maybe they come from a civilian PA program and join the military? Any advice for them?
I would say that never feel too comfortable. Never feel... Always challenge yourself. Always look for tough assignments. Never worry about your rating and your job. It just worry about how are you going to take care of the soldiers, and always want to yearn to do more. Never be too complacent or comfortable where you are. Always look how you can improve your situation, how you improve your fighting position in your for people around you. Always look to improve things. Never be complacent or too comfortable where you are.
Well, I really appreciate you talking with us, Bob.